The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Drop over to Raquel. Loses on the check to Eklund, and Eklund takes off. 2-on-2. Breaking up the right. Eklund veering to his left. Across the line. Shoots one. Save. Eklund, another chance. Another great save by Jari. Letang on the right point. Shoot. Score! Crosby might have tipped that in front on its way in. Letang and Crosby, together for two decades, combined on the first goal for the Penguins. It's 1-0 Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think all of our guys want it. I mean, we're frustrated, trust me. Our players are extremely frustrated, as is the staff. I haven't talked to Mac yet. I think he kind of knows. But we got it. We're going to quit. We're five games into this thing. What's happened has happened. We gotta work. I gotta get this team to improve and individuals to improve. It's on me.
All right. Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? The San Jose Sharks were better on Saturday night. They still lost by a final of 3-0. Nedeljkovic had his, you could arguably say, second best or best performance of the year. He only gave up 2 goals. I thought he was very good against Vegas in game number one and had some freak plays happen at the end of that game, but 2 out of the 3 starts for Ned have been good. The Sharks had a better and higher level of compete from the get-go. They were engaged. Yes, they were getting outshot by Pittsburgh. Yes, they were not as talented as the other team on the ice, but they worked hard from start to finish. And even at the end, when they had the 6-on-4, they were giving themselves a chance to get back into the game. It was not out of reach like it was in the other two games. And overall, I think whether it's Michael Misa, you saw a much improved version of him. Sam Dickinson is getting better game after game after game. You're watching the players sort of round into form in terms of a lot of these younger guys. Will Smith was better last night. Macklin Celebrini continues to look like a very, very, just remarkable generational talent out there. I thought that everything you wanted to have that was not there against Utah and probably not there against Carolina was there last night against Pittsburgh, except for the offense. But unfortunately, that's not the standard in the NHL. It's not just being better from one game to the next. It's winning. And you could hear it from head coach Ryan Warsofsky, Macklin Celebrini, Alex Nedeljkovic. I mean, all these guys are sick and tired of losing, and they have a losing streak across 2 seasons that now extends 16 games. And that's not anywhere where this team wants to be. And I just think that, right now, this is why everyone was freaking out over those 2 blown leads to start the season that turned into overtime losses against Vegas and then Anaheim, because we all knew how difficult the schedule was going to get. And then now that they are 0-for-5 in these first 5 games and going on a very difficult 4-game road trip, the majority of which is on the East Coast, there is the fear that this becomes even more protracted. I mean, you go back a couple years ago, it was the 6th game of the year that San Jose won after Nico Sturm had a big time, post-game press conference that kind of let everybody know, okay, this guy is pretty serious. This is a good player to have in the dressing room. And then the Sharks, started to play a little bit better after that. That was still not, anything like a remarkable season. But then the next year, it was a double-digit losing streak to start the season. Last year, it was 9 games before they finally won the 10th game on the 28th of October. And then this year, it's 5 once again. They're the only team in the NHL without a win. And everybody is relatively freaking out because it was supposed to be better than this. And listen, the quote-unquote supposed to be better, we don't know what the better is through 5 games. Yes, they're on pace for 0-for-82 season. That's not how this works, guys. We got to play 77 more games to figure out what exactly the San Jose Sharks are. But right now, I don't think there's any, I don't think that panicking is valid. I don't think that that's the right reaction. I think the correct reaction is everybody thinking, uh-oh, we thought it was going to be a better year than this. Right now, it looks like it's not. And, you know, the results haven't been there. When they've had the opportunity to win games, they've not been able to hold on. It's been close to a worst-case scenario. And, you know, in some senses, if you had concerns, a lot of those concerns are coming to fruition. You know, that was that, you know, maybe Yaroslav Askarov isn't going to be as good as we saw last year when all the pressure's on him. So far, that has proved to be relatively accurate. Are the veterans, the you know, Klingberg, the Orlov, the Letty, are they going to be as good as we hope they are? And so far, the answer, you know, for the most part, has been no. Although I thought that last night that Orlov was a lot better and looked a lot more comfortable in his game. You can talk about, you know, just the scoring across the board. The offense has been inconsistent, for lack of a better term. You know, they had 3 goals in game number 1. They had 6 goals in game number 2. Then they had 1 in game number 3, 3 in game number 4, and nothing in game number 5. So there's inconsistency in that capacity. And then there is the fact that, you know, the team just seems to be finding itself. Ryan Warsawski is still shuffling the lines, trying to figure out the right combinations. And that is something that I think is being overlooked in all of this. Everyone thought that it was going to be automatic and the Sharks were going to be a better team. It does take time. I understand that there was a training camp. I understand that there was an opportunity for the team to learn themselves, but it's still a very, very short opportunity. It doesn't happen overnight. These guys have to learn each other, and the expectation that they were suddenly going to figure it all out within the first 5 games of the season, I think it's the harsh standard by which professional sports are judged, but I don't know that it's the right standard. But what I keep on coming back to is that no one is going to save these San Jose Sharks. No one is going to suddenly, you know, come out of thin air and be the guy that leads this team to glory. We all knew that this was not going to be a playoff team this year simply on the basis of expectation. Maybe a best case scenario, they're a bubble team. But I do think that everyone's a little bit perturbed by the 0-5 start, and I'm not trying to overlook the overtime losses in games number 1 and 2, but it's, you know, it's 5 games without a win. However you want to define that, that's where the Sharks are right now. But again, there were promising signs last night. There was some level of rectification. There was some idea that the team started to look, you know, that much better, that much more in sync, and finding their compete level. I think it's hard when you have these veterans that are trying to prove themselves, a lot of them going into situations where they know they could be moved at the deadline. And then you have a lot of young players, which are trying to play, you know, a very, very difficult game early in their careers and show every bit of ability that they have. And that can lead to some gripping. That can lead to some overall just not the best play in the world. And I don't think it's a stressful, pressure-packed situation in that sense where everybody's worried about their jobs being on the line. I mean, that's professional sports. That's how it goes every single minute you're out there on the ice. But I do think that they're probably putting an enormous amount of pressure on themselves, and that's leading to a little bit of mental drain. That's leading to a little bit of gripping the stick. That's leading to them not playing at the overall level that I think we were all expecting them to play at this early in the year, especially when you have those first 2 games where you had great opportunities and they slip away. And, you know, we've said this the last couple of years, hopefully going out on the road will give them an opportunity to have a little bit of team bonding for them to figure it out. I know that there's probably the pressure of wanting to perform for a home crowd. And yes, they did have the 1 game in Utah, but that's a quick back-to-back. The schedule comes at you fast and furious. The Sharks are not going to have an opportunity to really rest in any capacity, and they're just going to have to endure this, and they're going to have to break through. And, you know, this is what happens to young teams and teams that want to climb out of their respective rebuilds. We go back to, you know, where Colorado was. They bottomed out and then they built their way out of it. The Sharks have done the bottoming out, but this is the most difficult step. I mean, tearing it down, getting rid of the veterans who are no longer as valuable in the sense that their big contracts aren't helping you win, that's the relative easy part. You know, getting the high draft pick, figuring out who's going to go number 1, who's going to go number 2, who's going to go in the top 5. That is, you know, that's not that hard in the sense of, you know, you've got a lot of people helping you make those decisions, whether it's your own staff, whether it is everyone around the NHL, you know, coming up with the order that the players should be drafted. But this is the hard part. It's reinstilling a culture of winning. It's a culture of pride. It's a culture of losing being unacceptable. and maximizing your talents on the ice. And I think that Ryan Warsowski, you can see the frustration that he has, and you can see the frustration in the players, and they just find themselves in this place where they cannot get that first step. And sometimes it's that first step. It's that little bit of momentum. You know, it's like pushing a car, right? It's pretty hard to get it moving at first, but then once it gets rolling, it gets rolling. You know, there will be bumps along the way, and, you know, if you're not working on flat ground, it can be pretty difficult. But once you get that first little bit rolling, then you can use momentum combined with your own strength to get it rolling. And that's what the Sharks have to do right now. But unfortunately, it's a very heavy load. It's more like a Mack truck at this point as opposed to a Toyota Corolla, and they've just got to get it moving. Once they do get it moving, I think that that momentum will be there for themselves. They will be able to take advantage. They will be able to post those wins, and they will be able to perform closer to the level that we think they were capable of. And I always like to reference that 93-94 regular season in which the Sharks started out 3-9-1 in the month of October, and obviously were not what they had hoped to be, and then slowly started turning around. In November, they were 7-4-3. You know, in December, they're 2-7-3, January 4-2-4, February 6-8-1, March 8-3-3, and they started turning into a much, much better team, obviously, over the course of that season. But you can't just look at what the past was and say, well, because this happened once, it just is going to happen again. I'm not citing the 93-94 team like that because I think that it's an excuse to show that the Sharks can turn around. I'm just showing it as an excuse to say that the start of a season does not define a season. I am not saying that this San Jose Sharks team is going to be suddenly, you know, thrusting themselves to the conference semis when all is said and done. I am just saying that overall, the first five games of a season do not define a season. And that has to be, more than anything, the message that I think these Sharks players are telling themselves, that these Sharks players have to, you know, really bring to their core to not let this spiral. Because I don't think this is a 20-win team. I think this is a closer to a 30-win team. But it's a matter of getting those first wins out of the way and then starting to play a higher caliber hockey across the board. And I think that, you know, you go from there. You get the first wins out of the way and then you get it rolling. So, you know, now the tests start to come as this team gets out onto the road. Obviously, on Tuesday, they're going to be at the Islanders. On Thursday, at the Rangers. Friday, they're going to be at New Jersey. And then on Sunday, they are going to be at Minnesota. So that's not an easy stretch for this team by any means. But even if we go over the past couple years, they've gotten impressive road wins that have allowed everyone to take a deep breath and say, okay, we're feeling a little bit better about things. You know, one of the things that really impressed me last night about watching the Penguins is that you have, you know, the elder statesman of the league in a Sidney Crosby. And the stat that I heard is that when him and Evgeny Malkin score in the same game, they have like a 900 win percentage. My hope is that when we get to a point later on in the Sharks' career, that when Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini score in the same game, we're talking about some sort of ridiculous stat like that. And I know it's an incredible amount of pressure to try and put on those young kids and say, oh, well, I want them to be like these two legends in a team that won multiple championships. Yeah, duh. No surprise I want them to be like that. But that would be the great outcome, you know, that you would hope that they would have that ability to work this duo and maybe even a trio or however we talk it about, you know, with all these young players and how we define this team. Obviously, you know, Crosby, Letang, and Malkin, those are three that we're going to talk about forever, you know, teammates for 20 years. But that's the hope, right? And this team works out like that in the long term and that it leads to great success. And so you just kind of wonder, you know, is this team going to get there? And I know right now it seems like that's almost a laughable dream when they're off to an 0-5 start. But ultimately, you just have to wait and see what happens. And that's the same thing that we're waiting to see at the start of the season. Yeah, you know, can they get these wins? Can they start turning things around and start trending in the right direction? That's where we're going. All right, I wanted to get a little bit of a post-game reaction. Let's hear from Alex Nedeljkovic, who had a very, very impressive start, only gave up two goals, thought looked very comfortable, made some big saves, and gave the Sharks a chance, which is what the most important thing you need to do as a goalie. Give your team a chance to win.
Up and down first period there. I mean, what were you running a lot of, you know, the rest there? What did you...
I thought it was fine. Like, I think we were... I feel like we were playing on our toes, you know, and so were they. And I think, you know, when that happens, it's pretty entertaining hockey. You know, I'm sure both sides we could say, yeah, maybe you want to be a little bit tighter defensively, but I think, you know, we played a pretty good first period. I think that was one that, you know, we'd been kind of lacking a little bit the last couple of games, is getting off to a better start. So I thought, yeah, for the most part, it was a pretty good period.
And even in the second period, it seemed like there's a lot of chances you guys created, but at the end of the day, they got one pass in.
Yeah, that's sports, that's hockey. Like, we had a really good second period. I thought we all played them most of it, and you know, they just got a lucky bounce, a lucky tip there. Like, so you got to keep going, though. Like, that's sports. You keep playing, and there was plenty of time left, and we just, next lineup's got to go out and get that momentum back for us, and then we just keep going. We were close tonight. So we got to stay with it, keep working, put our heads down, and just get ready for the next one.
Did you play with a little extra edge tonight, knowing Jarvis in the crease on the other side and just a bunch of former teammates?
No, like, nothing on Jarvis, like, because we got nothing to do with each other, like, so, you know, obviously would have liked to win, but I think it's more just, like, now I got to go see those guys and, you know, and talk to them, and I got to listen to Sid talk about how he scored a goal, so, like, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, it's little extra juice, but I mean, you don't, like, you never have to get up. It doesn't take that much to get up and play against guys of that level. Anybody in this league, it shouldn't take much to get up and play for them. So, but yeah, maybe a little bit more tonight.
Is it a lucky tip if it's Sidney Crosby?
Yeah, like, I think he thought Tanger was just going to send that puck wide like usual, and he just closed his eyes and kind of, you know, hit his stick.
Go ahead. Just tonight, what can you replicate for the next game? Obviously, you guys did a lot well tonight, so what can you replicate?
Just keep playing. Like, play hard, play fast, keep skating. We're a good skating team. We're a fast team when we play like that. And we had chances. They, you know, teams are going to bear down. You know, puck didn't want to go in tonight. We had a couple bounces. Maybe if they bounce the other way, it goes in. I think there was one early on that we ended up, puck was in the net somehow. I don't know, maybe, like, the ref didn't see it was loose or something. It just, stuff like that, right? Like, maybe those go the other way. But the only way we're going to get those bounces is if we keep working for them. Like, they're not just going to happen just because. Like, we have to earn those bounces. And if we play like tonight, you know, more times than not, I think coming up, we'll start getting some.
Just going to say, did it feel like tonight was, you guys are maybe a little bit more connected up there in terms of just breakouts and things along those lines?
Yeah, I thought all over the ice we were pretty good. Like, we didn't, you know, we didn't panic. We played with a lot of poise. Guys were skating and trying to, you know, get open for each other and work for each other. And when you do that, it starts to open things up across the ice in all three zones, you know, with and without the puck. So I thought we did a good job for, you know, for the most part of the night. And if we keep that up, like I said, you know, we'll start to get results here. We just got to stay with it. Like I said, put our heads down, keep working hard, and, you know, we just got to find a way to get a result now.
So for you to build on to maybe going forward as you head into this trip here?
I just keep stopping pucks. Like, I felt good. You know, I got to stop playing a little too much defense and start playing a little bit more goalie on some of these puck handles. But other than that, it's, you know, I feel pretty good.
I think hearing a goalie in these situations, you need that mentality, because he's able to forget and move on. He has to. He can't be thinking about the shots that got by. And that's what the Sharks team need as a whole. They need to forget about all these losses. They need to move on to the next game. That doesn't mean they don't learn from these. They got to go back from the film. They got to see what they did right. They got to see what they did wrong. Thankfully, there was more of what they did right in this game last night than they did against Utah. But now they've got today and Monday to rest and travel and get ready for the game on Tuesday, which is going to be in New York against the Islanders. Hopefully the Sharks will be able to take a little bit of, I don't know if momentum is the right word, but just remember what they did to play well in this game, to give themselves a chance in the game at New York and hopefully get that first win of the year. Let's get Macklin Celebrini's thoughts from post-game. He did not sound like the happiest of campers.
I'd ask you on the second goal, though, what happened there defensively?
I got twisted up. I was kind of sinking back too far, and I mean, I missed them. It shouldn't happen. And they got to the inside and scored.
When you look at a game like this, you know, you guys created some opportunities. What else could you do to maybe kind of do a better job to maybe get one past Jari there?
I think we had a couple two-on-ones. We had a couple really good looks. I think it's just execution.
So, what did you make of that first period? It was so wide open. It seemed like there's a kind of like the tempo or the pace you maybe expected tonight's game.
Yeah, that was weird. Felt like it went by fast. Not a lot of stoppages. So, it was a different period.
It's starting a four-game road trip now. Do you think that some things happened tonight you can at least positive you could take into the trip here and start to, you know, try to get things going in the right direction?
Yeah, I think the way we kind of got, like, the stretches that we had in the O-zone and when we were playing with the puck, I thought we did a good job to kind of create some chaos, but, just not there.
Is this group doing a good job of sticking together through this that was a tough stretch to start the year?
Yeah, I think we have a really tight group, and just it's hard when, especially when you play some good games, do some good things, and it feels like it hasn't really kind of connected yet.
A couple more.
Between the first and the second, the game seemed very different. What changed for you guys between the period, just the style of play?
I think it was just kind of the way the game was flowing. I think it's kind of settled down a little bit more, and I feel like, like I said, we had some stretches where we played with the puck and we did some good things.
Time for one more.
You know, a couple of things Coach talked about before the game that he wanted to see was, you know, game more connected, you know, among the five players, and also a little bit more sort of toughness, or, you know, sort of pushing the edges on the boards and so on. Do you feel you guys did that tonight?
At some points we were connected, but I think we just need to kind of get a little bit more on the same page and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, you can hear the frustration there with Macklin Celebrini. Obviously, he has such a high level of compete. You know, he goes to the 1,000-yard stare, not canned answers in any capacity. He is giving relatively thoughtful answers. But I feel like when you get a player like Macklin Celebrini, who has such a high level of expectation for himself and his teams, he probably just wants to drop F-bombs and tell everybody, like, what do you expect me to say? I'm furious that we're not winning. And that could really be the end and beginning of his press conference. All right, let's hear from head coach Ryan Warsawski and what he had to say after this one.
What areas do you feel like you can still improve?
Oh, man, there's probably a little bit of a list there. Still giving up too much in our own end. Puck play. We're just still a little off in some areas.
Do you like the effort to compete from the start? Just like there was a good constant effort throughout the whole game. Is that something you can kind of
Better. Still got to keep pushing it.
Look, for Misa and Dickinson, looked like this was two of their better games, especially Dickinson there. What'd you see from those two tonight?
Yeah, I'd say there was two of their best games. Did some good things. Obviously some things to improve on, but they looked more comfortable tonight.
You like how Sam kind of took it upon himself to join the rush there?
That's what we've been talking to him about, is he still has that skill set and that tool set. He's going to use it. So that was good to see.
What did you make in the first period? It was just so wide open. I don't know if that's what the coaching staff liked, but, you know, what did you think?
No, we don't like it like that. Yeah. And I'm assuming that Dan Muse doesn't like that as well. So our first was probably our worst. And I think we got better as the game went on as far as defending. We're still, again, giving up a little bit too much chances-wise.
What can you take into the road trip now, just off this game? Obviously, you know, a little better than the Utah and Carolina games. Just something to build on maybe for going forward at all?
Yeah, I think there's some, again, the effort and the compete was better, so we can build off of that. There's some things that we talked about this morning that we did better with our forecheck, so we can build off that. And then there's some areas we got to improve on. You know, we're a new team as far as personnel. We got to keep building our chemistry with our team.
After the first period, I think he held them to maybe 8 or 9 shots. Is the key to that just, like you mentioned, just the improved forecheck, just getting at them from the top there?
Yeah, for sure. I thought a forecheck was better. That helps a lot.
What do you think of Will Smith's play tonight? It looked like he had some chances, but still.
Yeah, he's competing. He had some chances. Still got to get him to another level.
What do you tell Mac after a game like tonight? He wants it so bad, but, you know, a little miscue maybe in the third period. What did you?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of our guys want it. I mean, we're frustrated, trust me. Our players are extremely frustrated, as is the staff. I mean, I haven't talked to Mac yet. I think he kind of knows. But we got we're going to quit. We're five games into this thing. What's happened has happened. We got to work. I got to get this team to improve and individuals to improve. It's on me.
Was it encouraging tonight, at least the response to kind of adversity previous nights, you know, give up a goal and then the place locks off. But tonight, after Crosby scores, you guys played better.
Yeah, we did a lot of good things tonight. We competed. We didn't have to give in our game that we've seen. You know, again, some things we could get better at, getting in front of the goaltender, playing on the inside, shooting some more pucks when we have the opportunity. Defensively, you got to do a little bit better. We're just a little loose at times, but the compete and the effort was better. We're still got to keep raising that standard.
Does this feel overall, though, like a game that if you repeat this effort that the wins will come, the results will
come? Yeah, I think so. I think we'll just keep working at it, and it's going to come. We're going to keep gelling as a unit. I think it will be good for us to go on the road.
What do you thought on Nedeljkovic tonight?
Yeah, he was good. Made some good saves. Made some saves early that we needed him to, especially in the first when it was a little open. I mean, the Crosby goal was tough. One of the great tip. Sometimes it's funny, we talked exactly about that clip of the pre-scope. It happened in the other night in L.A. and Anaheim. Their forwards are probably the best in the league, and their D are the best in the league at finding sticks in front of the net.
You had Adam Dad on the top line, and what do you thought?
Yeah, I thought he was all right. I thought he was good. We'll watch the film, and again, we got to start building our lines and our chemistry. That's where we're a little off.
And do you still feel they need to do a little better job in front of the net to get to the rebound, maybe have more secondary?
Yeah, we got to get more of the inside for sure.
Do you have an update on Klingberg, Liljegren, and Mikmadulin? Are they all traveling?
Klingberg will travel. Who's the other one? Lily will travel, and Makwa looks like he's going to hold back.
And Mukadun will stay here, and Liljegren?
Yeah, Lily's going to come.
Okay, and are they both, could they be available for the next game?
I'd say it's Lily probably not, but it's questionable in Klingberg.
So you had Ty and Graf on the fourth line tonight, and what do you
brought good energy. I thought that line was good. They brought some good energy.
You can hear the frustration there from head coach Ryan Warsofsky. You can hear how much he wants to win. You know that this team has the ability to do so. They're not going to go 0-82. But right now, every mistake, every problem, every detail is being put under the microscope. And that means that every single player and Ryan Warsofsky himself, everyone is being put under a lens of which they're viewed at a most critical aspect, because that's the name of the game when you're losing. I always go back to the great John Madden quote of, winning does not solve everything, but it is a great deodorant. I think that's one of the most great truths that I've ever heard in sports. It's not going to fix everything. It's not going to make all the problems go away, but it's going to stink a little bit less when you get up the morning after a win, because these guys deserve the opportunity to feel good, deserve the opportunity to have their hard work pay off. And I think that is one of the hardest things and one of the worst things that can happen to a team is when the work that you're putting in, when the effort goes unrewarded, because you think to yourself, we just played a very high quality game. How did we not walk away with anything to show for it? And in game number one against Vegas, they should have won that game. There were two freak plays at the end. You know, that's right at the start of the season where they think to themselves, how did we take a lead late into this game and walk away with a loss? Game number two, they have a 6-4 lead late in the game. They give up two goals and lose in overtime. Those are good efforts that went unrewarded. It has a hangover effect into a true contender against Carolina in game number three, of which they lose that game and get demolished by a really, really good team. There's a little bit of a carryover of that game into the Friday night game at Utah, of which they were slow out of the gate, responded, but then through their own errors got down 3-2, and then Utah took advantage as their offense was coming alive for the first time of the year. And then they went up against a Pittsburgh team on the second night of a back-to-back that's having a good start to the year, was 3-2 entering the game, has multiple Hall of Famers on their team, even if they're not as young as they used to be. Who is? And that led to a 3-0 loss last night. And now the Sharks have to go out onto the road. And hopefully this is the turning point. Hopefully this is where everyone circles the wagons, has the quote-unquote come-to-Jesus moment, and figures out what they need to do to get their first win of the year. All right, we are out of time. I will see you all on Tuesday as the Sharks get ready to take on the Islanders, 4 o'clock right here on the Sharks Audio Network. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.